We had some breaking news overnight and this morning. I actually just saw it was the lead story on Good Morning America, too. We have an update here. They might have found a connection between something that happened in Colorado and the Delphi murders.
Yeah, so they think possibly they could have maybe caught the guy, I guess.
They might have. Totally separate things, but kind of tie them all together here. This is from RTV6 kind of talking about it.
The man on the left, the man who killed Abby Williams and Libby German in Delphi more than 7 months ago. Tonight, investigators are working to determine if they have finally caught the killer. Good evening to you. That man, Daniel Nations, is now in custody in Colorado tonight, accused of threatening several hikers on the trail near Colorado Springs, that same trail where a man was shot and killed 2 weeks ago. Now, Daniel Nations has not been charged for that man's murder, but those crimes involving trails and Nations' status as a sex offender have investigators looking into whether he could have killed Abby Williams and Libby German. Nations and his wife arrested on Monday with two young children in their car, a car with expired Indiana plates. Both Nations and his wife were wanted in other states. Abby Williams and Libby German, were killed back in February while hiking. Tonight, state police tell Call 6 investigates they are aware of the arrest of Daniel Nations. But for now, there is nothing that definitively connects him to their investigation in Delphi. They say if that should change with this arrest or any others, they will release that information with media outlets. Still tonight, investigators want to hear from you. If you have any information, on the deaths of Abby Williams and Libby German, you can call the tip line shown on your screen. That number is 844-459-5786.
Wow. Okay, now if you haven't seen the photo yet.
This is what did it in for me. So I just put it on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Give us a follow. We always post stuff having to do with the show and all that good stuff. This sketch, I totally see the resemblance, or the actual photo of this Daniel Nations guy that was just arrested, and then the sketch that they had of the guy that they thought was the murderer. Totally see the difference. Their noses to me are very similar, and their eyes are both very far apart, thin lips. He has a little bit more facial hair, but I mean, that's, you can change that up easily. It looks like he got, if this is the same person, they definitely got a haircut. I mean, I can see it. Can you see it?
I kind of can. I mean, obviously, like, you might want to convince yourself sometimes. You start doing psychological stuff to, like, seeing things to, like, connect them. But looking at the photo that was taken on the left, and you can see this Joe and Alex Show on our Instagram, the actual mugshot from this guy getting arrested in Colorado the other day, and then the original sketch where people just kind of guess what this guy would be like, they are very similar with the nose structure. Obviously, facial hair can change. I mean, you can grow a beard, right, shave a beard, all that stuff. His eyebrows kind of look like they'd be the same. I don't know. There's, in the sketch, he has a hat on. That's a little bit different. But producer MYK, have you had a chance to actually look at these kind of side-by-side sketches and different photos?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It's pretty similar, except there's like another mile in between his forehead that they forgot to cover.
Well, he doesn't have a hat on like the sketch. Yeah. At Joe and Alex Show on Instagram, so you can see this comment if you think that this could be the same person. Here's the thing that's shocking to me. So they were talking about on that news clip that you just played from RTV6 how Daniel Nations is a sex offender, and I am pretty sure that no one's ever said anything about the two girls from Delphi being sexually assaulted. They were just murdered, right? So
I haven't heard anything.
If this is the guy that did it, I just think that would be, that's the only thing to me that would be different is, like, I can't imagine a sex offender being around two girls and then he just murders them but then doesn't sexually assault them. You know what I mean? Like, that's what he does. So that would be different to me. So I don't know. But they do look similar.
But how crazy would it be, too? Like, and maybe I misheard it from somebody or I misread it, but didn't they say that this guy, though, and maybe it was in the story, there's just so much to take in, that, like, he had expired Indiana plates? Is that true?
Oh, yeah, and he had expired Indiana plates, so that's why he got pulled over. Well, that, and he had, like, been threatening people
threatening
with an axe or something. Okay, so somebody just commented, somebody just commented on Instagram, L. McCarthy said, have you seen the one of him before he went on the run? No. Send it to us. DM it.
Yeah,
I want to see
it. Let us know and go check it out right now. Joe and Alex Show on our Instagram. And let us know if you think, hey, this might be a possible connection. Hopefully, this is somebody. Because this has been going on for like, what, seven, eight, like for a long time. We've had no answers.
And yeah. And
this might be the
thing,
break that they need in the case.
Even if he is not the Delphi murderer, even if he isn't, we still got another sex offender and crazy person clearly off the street. So there's a silver lining there.
All right, go check that out right now, Joe and Alex Show on our Instagram.